The Knight Foundation has awarded $5 million in grants to community organizations across the country as part of the Knight Cities Challenge. Several of the recipients are Philadelphia-based groups working on projects, including one that would transform a vacant lot into an urban tree nursery, one that would create pop-up experiences at city pools, and another aimed at reinventing schoolyards throughout the city. Carol Coletta is vice president of the Knight Foundation. She says the Philadelphia projects all seem to have something in common.
I think there was a theme in Philadelphia, taking public spaces that today are underused, that are primarily neighborhood spaces, and introducing new uses, new life, new vibrancy to those places. I think in hopes not only that they would serve the immediately surrounding neighborhood, but that they would attract attention and even investment to those neighborhoods from outside the neighborhoods.
Joining us to discuss the importance of community spaces is Anuj Gupta, executive director of Mount Airy USA, one of the recipients of the Knight Cities Challenge grant and another recent Knight grant. Thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thanks for having me, Brad.
When you look at spaces like community gardens, swimming pools, public parks, other meeting places, why do these sorts of places matter?
Well, they matter for a couple of reasons. And one is in a time and place where people are increasingly separated by class, they're separated by income, they're separated by geography. These are some of the few true communal gathering spaces that we have. They bring community together across racial spectrums, across income spectrums, across neighborhoods. You referenced the other grant initiative that Knight has invested in Philadelphia. One of those projects is a project we're building with the Free Library of Philadelphia to do a new community park on Germantown Avenue. And for the past 4 years, we've been programming that space in kind of a very crude way, doing outdoor movies, put a couple of tables and chairs out that we bought from IKEA, have food trucks come and park outside. And what we've established there is we get as broad and diverse a cross-section of Philadelphia coming out for those Friday night events as you will see anywhere in this city. And that is one of the more powerful impacts, I think, of good community spaces. The other thing, and in Philadelphia, we sort of pioneered this with the Mural Arts Program, give a lot of credit to them, the theory that if you give people something beautiful, they will take care of it and they will respect it. It beautifies the space. The residents love it, the businesses love it, and it hopefully spawns further investment and further growth in those respective neighborhoods.
So when we talk about sort of growing neighborhoods, sometimes we're talking about private development, creating new housing, creating new retail spaces. What you're saying is in a lot of ways, these public spaces are at least as important when you look at anything from a vacant lot to a swimming pool to a public park.
Absolutely. You want a physical environment that people can be proud of. They feel a vested interest to care for themselves and make investments in themselves. If you don't provide that, it's hard to induce any additional investment, whether it's from folks that are already there or folks that are looking to come there.
Another type of public space that already exists throughout the city are schoolyards. And I know this is something that you've written about in the past. How can schoolyards play a role in creating more public spaces for communities?
I want to point out kind of two important things about schoolyards and why I feel it's an area that decision makers, policy makers, philanthropists should be looking at as kind of the next wave of public space. Number one, it's hard to find a physical asset in this city that is as widely and equitably dispersed throughout all of the city's neighborhoods as schoolyards. We all have schools and schoolyards associated with them for the most part. Even our park system doesn't provide that equitable level of distribution. Number two, one of the issues I think that our school district faces is that we have almost a disinvestment of stakeholders in the success and outcomes of our school district. You can go down a street now in any neighborhood and you will see 5 different lawn signs for 5 different schools that families on that block are sending their kids to. This isn't to get into a debate about charters versus public schools versus private schools. People are making the decisions that are best for their kids. But the consequence is we have lost a communal sort of vested interest in the outcome of our school district. Now, schoolyards are still an asset that each of those 5 households are likely to use over the course of an afternoon, over the course of their summer vacation. And so revitalizing those spaces into great public spaces, in my opinion, is a way to get those people back vested into the outcome and the success of our school district.
Anuj Gupta is executive director of Mount Airy USA. Thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thank you, Brad.